This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of President Donald Trump's top aides says when it comes to COVID-19, we're not going to control the pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We want normal life to resume.
President Trump held a rally in New Hampshire Sunday.
And next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country.
While Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told CNN, we're not going to control the pandemic, but focus on therapeutics and a vaccine, the president again claimed an end was in sight.
Even without the vaccines, we're rounding the turn. It's going to be over.
Rounding the corner?
Senator Kamala Harris in Detroit.
I don't see one either.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee says the president is out of touch when it comes to the economic impact, too.
In Michigan, one out of four small businesses has gone out of business. And he talks about rounding the corner.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, as the cases in Europe as well as the U.S. Rise, pediatricians are urging the British government to provide free meals for poor children during school holidays as the COVID-19 pandemic pushes more families into poverty. We get more from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Some 2,200 members of the Royal College of Pediatrics have written an open letter to Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson. It comes after the government last week rejected legislation that would have provided free meals during all school holidays until Easter. The doctors praised Marcus Rashford, a 22-year-old star soccer player for Manchester United, whose campaign helped pressure the government into providing free meals during a nationwide lockdown earlier this year. The opposition Labour Party has warned it will bring the issue back to the House of Commons if ministers do not change course. Sarah Bassett, London.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican health authorities acknowledge the country's true death toll from the coronavirus pandemic is far higher than previously thought, saying that there were more than 193,000 excess deaths in the year up to September 26th. One of those, more than 139,000, are now judged to be attributable to COVID-19. Mexico's official test confirmed death toll is only about 89,000, but officials previously acknowledged many people did not get tested or their tests were mishandled. Buckling under the resurgence of the coronavirus in Europe, the Spanish government on Sunday declared a national state of emergency that includes an overnight curfew in hopes of not repeating the near collapse of the country's hospitals. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says the decision to restrict free movement on the streets of Spain between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Allows exceptions for commuting to work, buying medicine, and caring for elderly and young family members. He said the curfew takes effect Sunday night and would likely remain in place for 6 months. The UK military seized control of an oil tanker that dropped anchor in the English Channel after reporting it had seven stowaways on board who had become violent. Defense Secretary Ben Wallace and Home Secretary Priti Patel authorized the action in response to a police request. Initial reports confirmed the crew was safe. The incident began about 10 a.m. on the Libyan-registered tanker Nave Andromeda. Authorities imposed a three-mile exclusion zone around the vessel, retired Royal Navy Rear Admiral told the Associated Press he suspects the stowaways grew violent as the tanker neared the port, and the crew retreated to a secure area known as the Citadel to return control to the vessel. Belarusian police used stun grenades against protesters Sunday as tens of thousands of people headed towards Independence Palace in the capital, Minsk, demanding that President Alexander Lukashenko resign. Protesters carrying the red and white flags of the Belarusian opposition movement scattered as loud bangs and flashes lit up the city skies after nightfall. The police action came hours before the expiration of an ultimatum sent by the opposition. Lukashenko must resign by midnight or face a national strike. Explosions and white smoke filled residential areas as people hid behind vehicles and ran from police. The video shared online by news organizations showed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.